The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I have on the line right now as we talk about our book club, because I'm also a person who likes to read, and I'm going to encourage you to really be someone who looks for books for young people our age, you know, teenagers, find what they're really into. And I would like to welcome Miss Miranda Ducran to Freedom 106.5 FM. She's an author, poet, and counselor. And the name of her book, which is her fourth book, is Tommy the Shark. Good morning to you, Miss Ducran. How are you?
Good morning, Tasca. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start? What, you know, you did before being an author? Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. So I've actually been writing since the age of 8. I remember jotting down some verses of poetry, but that was just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast track to when I was around 20 or 21 years old, Hot 93 at the time had a competition for... they wanted a story for Valentine's, and I submitted the story and I won first place.
Oh, okay.
And I remember winning so many prizes and saying to myself, wait, no, like, I'm good at this writing thing. And then I would just submit articles to the newspapers. It will get published. And I would say a whole decade later, I met this this writer from Uganda. He has about 15 books published. He was actually here training to become a priest. And I remember talking to him one day and saying, you know, I always wanted to get a book published. And he said, Miranda, you have work? I said, yeah, yes, I have work. I've worked just, you know, sitting on my laptop, not sure how to go about the publishing process. He put me onto his graphic designer in Uganda. And before you know it, I published my first poetry collection, Rays of Hope.
Mm. And what type of... topics you touched on in terms of your poetry in your first book?
So in my first book, it takes you on a journey of discovering love, experiencing loss, and rebuilding again. So it's meant to be a motivational book, showing people that after heartbreak, after disappointment, you can arise again with the help of God, of course. Mm-hmm. And so it's meant to bring people out of, you know, a very, how should I say, turbulent time, and showing them there is light at the end of the tunnel. So basically giving hope.
So what about Tommy the Shark? How did this idea evolve with you for your fourth book?
So you remember a couple of months ago, I actually visited Tobago around Easter time with my family. And this book was nowhere on the horizon. However, a couple of weeks later, when the English tourist was bitten by the bull shark,
mm-hmm.
I was following the story, and I remembered being bothered by the fact that, not that I didn't sympathize with the tourists. I mean, it's very unfortunate that something like that had actually happened, but I put myself in the, how should I say, in the heart and soul of the shark, because remember, the response of THA was to kill all these sharks. Right? They wanted to get that bull shark that attacked the man. And I felt, yeah. I said, well, wait now, why didn't they do some research and, you know, in terms of understanding why did the shark come all the way to Turtle Beach to attack this gentleman? Because it's never really happened before. And I put myself in mind and heart of the shark and brought this character to life, Tommy the Shark. And this is where he is sharing his story of his importance to the ocean, and the ocean is in fact his home, right? And he should be allowed to roam freely in his home. And the fact that he contributes to the marine ecological system,
mm-hmm.
right, maintaining the food chain. And this is me now talking about and highlighting the importance of the shark.
Now, this would be a different perspective, because normally you would hear the hunter's story and not really the hunted. So I think
exactly.
That would be your mission in bringing the hunted story. And strange enough, in hearing about that and hearing about other elements that would have enticed the shark to come to shore, it was turtle nesting season as well. And there were the normal cycle of life, you know, the young hatchlings got into the water and this was a feeding ground. Unfortunately for right. the person who was swimming, you know, he was in the mix and was
yes.
bitten.
Yes.
So is it directed to kids so that they can understand that ecological cycle, or is it also tailored to adults for so that they can have a better understanding of the cycle?
So it was really written for children ages 3 to 9. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to bring to the forefront the beauty of Tobago, all the lovely beaches. I've, you know, when you go through the book, you will see, you will hear about Buku Reef, you'll hear about Pigeon Point, you'll hear about No Man's Land, and also to talk about the different sea creatures that you will find in the Tobago waters. And of course, to the end, in the end, when Tommy finally reunites with his mother, because he actually gets lost in Tobago, eh? Eventually, when he reunites with his mother, there's a song.
Mm-hmm.
So when they reunite, they burst into a song. And I love, because I have another children's storybook, which is Bobby and the Beehive. There's also a honey song there as well. So I love to add the musical element.
Would you believe it's only when you said Bobby and the Beehive, I really recognize who I'm speaking to, because we met at Central Bank at that book fair.
Oh, yes.
And we spoke about, yes, and we spoke about your love and passion for bringing these types of stories to make children understand, one, the environment, and to understand, you know, you don't really need to be afraid of the, you know, the cycle of life and these animals that are there, and an appreciation for the environment as well.
Exactly.
Do you have your book close by that you could give us a couple lines from the story, Tommy and the Shark?
Of course. Okay, yes, sure.
So while you do that, let me take a look at some of the messages that have been coming in so far. Okay, so it's not pertaining to the book, so we're not going to read that. But if anyone who is in, you know, interested in getting your books, we will tell them where you can get them a little later on. Yeah.
Okay, sure, no problem. So can I go ahead?
Sure.
Okay, so Tommy asked a little cod, why are they so scared of me? I'm just looking for my mommy. I wouldn't hurt anyone, so just let me be. Tommy shared, I help maintain the balance of the ecosystem and protect the coral reefs. Without me, the food chain would get disrupted, leaving adults with very little or no source of fish to eat. Feeling all alone, Tommy blurted, why people just can't understand when they destroy and litter the ocean. The sea feels so different, making me think I am in no man's land. Just when Tommy felt like giving up, he saw a large fin coming closer towards him. I missed you terribly, Tommy. Where have you been? Said his mommy. Together again, they both started to sing. Swim, swim, swim. Together we swim along in the great enchanting seas where you and I belong. I love to swim, so please don't bother me. My baby at my side, just let us be.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Just an excuse.
And the song too. I really like it. So tell us where we can get your access to your books, especially for kids, as you said, 3 to 9 years old.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So right now it's available on Amazon. I actually have a few physical copies and I'm working on getting some more copies to put in the bookstores. Usually I would put my books, because my other books are available at Scribble and Quills in Chagones, paper-based bookshop, which is on Alcazar Street in Porto, Spain, and Val's Book Nook, which is a bookstore in St. Augustine.
And have you ever thought of like doing a book campaign for like the preschools and primary schools to get them, you know, more acquainted with these stories?
Well, I actually, you see, during right after the COVID, I was more last year, I visited a number of schools. I would go in and read about Bobby and the Beehive, and then, you know, I would ask questions after, and there would be a whole discussion stimulated and centered around the importance of having bees to in the environment.
And I think that something should be, you know, paid a little bit more attention to, so they would have that appreciation for the environment from young, you know, and pay more attention when we do agricultural science, because, you know, food is very important, especially the story of the bees, you know.
Yes, and more so now when we look at climate change, we have to we have to encourage the younger ones to show respect to the environment. Mm-hmm. Have to. And the importance of reducing pollution, reducing wastage, all of those things. They have to be taught from very early. Here now, put this in your bin, not in your, you know, your park, you're driving, and I still see it. So all the time, people just throw stuff out of their window, and it's like, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
come on. We need to, you know, we need to be better.
Yeah, we need to be more cognizant of how we deal with our waste as well and how we treat the environment. A couple of messages coming in as well, asking, you know, more about how to get in contact with you and where the books are sold, if it's sold separately. So I'll just read it out. Tuska, good morning. I love this interview. She's such a treat. Thank you for enlightening us. All the best to you. They are all here. Okay, I think they're asking if the books are sold separately or if it's in a compilation. Can you give more information on that?
Actually, no, separately.
They're separate.
It's separately, yeah. Each book is, because when I did Bobby and the Beehive, the storybook, I recognized that people, children especially, wanted an activity book
mm-hmm.
to learn more about the bees. So that is actually sold separately from the book, but they work together. So, you know, it's up to the parent if they want to buy one book or they want to buy both books. You know, it's based on the parent's budget. So, yeah, if you want to buy all four, I can give you a discount. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. I guess whatever, once they contact you and they discuss, do you have any contact information or social media handles that you'd like to give so they can get that contact to you?
Yes. So I am Miranda Dukran on Facebook. I also have a Facebook page, Books.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they could contact me directly at 785-6232 or MirandaDukran37@gmail.com.
All right, TNT. So you heard that Miranda has these books out there for young people to, you know, get them in touch with the environment and also, you know, have a better understanding of what's happening around them and, you know, to look at stories in a different way. So, yes, Miss Miranda, thank you so much for joining me today. And, whenever you have new books as well, you can join us at Freedom 106.5 FM.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And listeners, thank you for listening in. And I want to encourage your children to respect our environment, please.
Mm-hmm. And also to read more.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Yes, of course, and to read more. Okay, you too. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.